USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Eric Adams is the Democrat candidate for the New York City mayoral race.
And now I believe is the time when this city is going through a painful moment, a dark moment. Are we going to turn that darkness not into a burial but a planted? We're going to rise up. I believe in this city. I love this city. And the people of this city, they know me.
Adams became a police officer in 1984 and became captain right before leaving the force to run for the state senate in 2006. The election is November 2nd. A Florida man is facing several charges, including attempted premeditated murder, confronting an officer outside the Hollywood, Florida police station last Friday. After following him into the lobby, the suspect, 43-year-old Sean Brennan, violently fought the officer to gain control of his gun. Other officers helped subdue Mr. Brennan. Ambush attacks on law enforcement officers nationwide are up 91% year-to-date. That's according to police statistics. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Republican National Committee was hacked. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Republican National Committee was the victim of a cyber attack from hackers associated with the Russian government. In a statement Tuesday, the committee said that a contractor they work with was breached and all access from that company was immediately blocked. The RNC says none of its data was accessed. The attack comes as hundreds of businesses deal with a ransomware attack from another group of hackers believed to be operating out of Russia. The criminals demanding a $70 million ransom in that attack. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has been assassinated in his home Wednesday, the interim prime minister announced. Moïse was killed about 1 a.m. local time by a group of assailants. The First Lady was also injured in the attack. The attackers were described as Spanish-speaking. We'll have more information as it becomes available. Thank you very much for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One side calls critical race theory pure racism, teaching our kids to hate based on skin color. The other side says the theory is about our history and needs to be taught to our children. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau attempts to make sense of it all.
The National Education Association pledged to teach critical race theory in all 50 states and across more than 14,000 school districts where the union operates. In addition, the nation's largest teachers union says they will dedicate a team of staffers to provide guidance on how to fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric. Cheryl Wonderchain is a parent in Northern Virginia. She tells Fox News it's no surprise that unions are in favor of teaching CRT.
These unions have really showed us their true colors over the past year with, you know, bullying the CDC into putting out guidance to keep the schools shuttered. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to look at some of the agenda for the NEA meeting that just wrapped up. And, you know, there was nothing on there about, you know, increasing literacy or remediation for all the learning loss over the past year.
Mm-hmm. Israel is sending 700,000 coronavirus vaccine doses to South Korea in exchange for a future shipment of vaccines from South Korea to Israel. Under the agreement, Israel will transfer the Pfizer vaccines to South Korea in an effort to inoculate more South Koreans this month. South Korea will send the same number of doses to Israel as early as September. South Korea has so far administered first doses to just 30% of its population. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.